This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See Live Off the Record with Chivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Prince Masters, RF Banking Trust, The Right Honorable Hubert A. Ingram Chambers, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful, Thursday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call on the show, you can do so on any of the following numbers. You can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259, 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, Channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show, or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. Big question for you today. Big question for you today. Listen to me. There is no question in my mind that one of the issues that shall be litigated by the political parties in the next general election is the Grand Bahama Port Authority. That's going to be an issue. That is going to be an issue. The Grand Bahama Port Authority is going to be an issue. And there is the predicate for that debate is being set up even as we speak. The Grand Bahama Port Authority will feature significantly as an issue in the next general election. Oh, it's going to be an issue for Grand Bahama, and it always is. But it's going to be an issue in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Trust me when I tell you that. So I have a question for you today. I have no doubt the people in Grand Bahama, people who from Grand Bahama, living elsewhere in the country and elsewhere in the world, may have something to say about it. What is wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority? What's wrong with it? In 2024, the year of our Lord, what is wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority now? I know that there are political operatives who will have answers to that question, one way or the other. That's not the answer I'm trying to get at today. I'm trying to see if we can have a meaningful, clear, as objective as possible discussion leading to what we determine is an answer to the question, what's wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority? Do you know what the Grand Bahama Port Authority is? Okay. Well, it is the entity that has entered into an agreement with the government of the Bahamas sometime in 1955. To do some things and continues to exercise a kind of municipal authority over the city of Freeport, which has a designated definite geographical boundary and therefore operates in certain ways so as to control and be responsible for certain things that happen in that city called Freeport. It has a couple of families, the Haywoods and the St. Georges, who are the principal, who are the shareholders of the Grand Bahama Port Authority and all that group of companies, I imagine, however that works. And they oversee the city of Freeport in terms of its development, in terms of its operations, in terms of its management, in terms of its maintenance, and so forth. And it's the licensing authority for the city, having jurisdiction as they do over the leased and the freehold property defined as the city of Freeport. What's wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority? The answer might be nothing's wrong with them. The answer might be plenty's wrong with them. Well, I'm asking what's wrong. If nothing is wrong, you can call and say that. If something is wrong, tell me what that wrong thing is. What is that wrong thing? That's what's wrong with them? What's wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority? Grand Bahama Port Authority's chairman today is who? Who's the chairman of the Grand Bahama Port Authority today? You know, they've had quite a number. Edward St. George used to be the chairman. Albert Miller was the chairman, the late Albert Miller, the late Edward St. George. Julian Francis at one time was chairman. Who else do I remember? Billy Moss, I think, used to be the chairman at one point. Who's the chairman today? The president is Ian Rohl. Somebody answer me. Plenty of y'all got a lot to say, but the Grand Bahama Port Authority, what's wrong with them? Tell me, let's see if we can figure it out. What is definitively wrong with them? What's wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority? What this creature that seems to be invoking the ire of so many. I see here the executive leadership. The vice chairman is Sarah St. George. I don't see who the chairman is. They say the vice chairman is Sarah St. George. Let me see if we get more information. So their executive leadership consists of the vice chairman, Sarah St. George, the president, Ian Rohl, the vice president, Henry St. George. There's no listed, as far as I can tell on their website, no listed chairman, so they must be in search of a chairman. Must be one, or they must have decided not to have one. Let me give you all the numbers again. What's wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority? All over the news, the government of the Bahamas challenging them, Prime Minister challenging them every day, the Prime Minister making statements about changing certain things in relation to them. He said only recently we will deal with, they have certain powers or authority and we'll deal with that in short order and so forth. They've been taken to court. They have $300 million they are told is owed to the government of the Bahamas in taxes. What is wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority? This text is lying. Nothing is wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority. It's the government who is politicizing this issue for political gain. Okay, that's the text. That's the first text came in. So we got one, nothing is wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority. Nothing is wrong with the GBPA. That's one vote. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Brother Lang. How are you?
I am good, man. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. You asked a question. What is wrong with the Grand Bahama
that's the
Port
question.
Authority?
That's
when
the
last
question.
You been to Freeport, Grand Bahama? I mean Freeport.
When last I been?
Yeah, when last you been over there, home?
My friend, I am in Freeport practically every day of my life.
Okay, it looked like anything wrong with it to you? The nice roads, the structure,
okay.
Infrastructure,
okay.
Anything like I get
okay.
Wrong?
Okay, but. So, before you get my answer, I'm interested in your answer.
Okay, good. Well, the last time I been, ain't like I nothing. The roads are not unkempt. The infrastructure don't look unkempt to me. Everything seems to be in order, with the exception of the Grand Bahama Port Authority maybe having some challenges in modern day times now with a lot of their licensees. A lot of the businesses may be failing. So
I'm listening to you, man.
Yeah, what one normally do when they're in business and things ain't going their way, they usually translate that into higher product sales or taxes. And I think that is the crux of the matter. As a matter of fact, if Mr. Davis and his successive administration know where the Grand Bahama Port Authority come from and how they start up, the government going up against them biting off way more than they could ever chew. Because the fellas them who start that, Union Jack and them fellas was born in 1928, and they've been lawyers. Called to the English Bar and the Bahamas Bar. So I think the problem is successive governments don't know what's happening with that grant. Because before, when they took that over in 1979, that ain't nothing in Freeport, but he was a ghost town up in there, before the port took that place over.
So to your mind, there's nothing really wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority?
No, there's nothing really wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority. No.
Okay. I got you, brother. Appreciate your contribution. All right, folks, you're hearing from others. What's wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority? I can't believe I don't have 30,000 calls already on the air to tell me, or texts to tell me what's wrong with all these people. Something must be wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority. The government is all over them. The opposition ain't like trying to, you know, they ain't dissing them, but they ain't trying to cozy up to them like that or something, you know. what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority? We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello.
Hey, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, we're listening. Like
I'm right here, man. How you doing?
Oh, hey, right here. Doing one chair with 1,000 pleats in it. But listen, you know, I scared to challenge you in Sea Island, right? But I really don't know, you know, different from learning and social services, but the development of the ports of Wallace Grove, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm very ignorant. But what I thought Michael Pinta had said this morning, and I couldn't wait for you to come on to ask you this question because I want you to opine on it. Because I'm ignorant about this model, right? But do you think, I thought it was a good idea to allow Behemoth to buy shares into the port to balance the monopoly. I don't know. I just hang up and listen. I just thought it was a good idea. I didn't get to hear Sea Island too much when he was on Sea Nui.
So if I extrapolate from your question, you could be saying what's wrong with the port is it should have
what's the reason for them not facilitating that? It's oligopoly, monopoly, whatever, and I just like to comment on it because I don't pull punches when I hear a guy like you. When I hear good comments or facts, and I try to, we don't call it facts, but I thought what Pindar was saying was it made sense to me. You know, I just thought that right now Beeman should have been allowed to buy and did along with a lot of other things.
Before you go 52, let me ask you a question. Would you make an investment? When you make an investment, why do you make it?
Well, Mr. Lang, I'm trying to do one now, but I have to read up on it. You know, to make money, to make a return.
So you want to be able to make a return, right?
Yes, sir.
So, if you were a company that wanted to raise capital by selling your shares to the public, why would you think you should do so?
To make money and to increase profits, but something like this, Mr. Lang, I thought maybe the negotiation should have entailed that. But even though it was a long time ago,
this is 1955, man. Yeah. Back in 1955, people was in really. And I mean, think about it. How many Bahamians you think was going to be buying? First of all, we weren't even an independent country then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Women couldn't vote. Women couldn't vote. Many Bahamians couldn't vote, you know, unless you was property owners. And so that would have been an unreasonable thing to even consider.
That's what I'm saying now, Mr. Lang. So for my question to you then is, do you think by now that the government them shouldn't have remodeled the agreement? That's what I'm saying then.
Well, you can't remodel an agreement you have with somebody unless both you and them agree to it. All the parties have to agree.
So what about legal? It's a hard battle. I don't really like to comment on things too much in ignorance. It just makes you sound, you know what I mean? But I'll finish.
I think the idea, the idea of Bahamian ownership. I don't know that anyone could oppose Bahamian ownership in, say, for instance, the Port Authority. Except I would argue. I'd like to see what the financials of the Port Authority is before I go and make an investment in it. I'd like to talk about the future of the Port Authority and its prospect for profitability before I go and invest in it.
As with anything else,
absolutely.
So the port downtown, they did allow Bahamians to buy into the Arawak and this other port, right?
Yeah, Arawak. The Arawak port has Bahamian ownership. The cruise port, I think the cruise port does have Bahamian ownership. Yes, does have ownership or broad public ownership. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, some Bahamians have more money than back in the 50s. I know by one of them, but you know, I sit small.
Money isn't the only thing that you consider when you either offering shares or when you're buying shares. Money is a serious thing and a principal thing. But remember, when people are offering shares in their company, they also think about control.
Yeah, of course. So what about growth? So, I mean, growth wouldn't be a part of it.
Who?
Growth, like growth, you know what I mean?
But that's why I was saying, before I invest in something, I would like to try to get an assessment of what the growth prospects are. Because other than lending to the government of the Bahamas, if the government of the Bahamas was a company, would you invest in it on the basis that you could get profitable returns from it?
You mean with the government?
Yeah, the government of the Bahamas.
Well, I scared of them. I think they cost me one of my Marcelli shares at the Bank of Bahamas. And when he died, I didn't get it. So I'm mad with them. Because I keep telling them to sell it when they're having that problem with McQueenie them. And I keep talking about it. But he sold the shares. And it was on the will and I didn't get anything. But that's all right. Give thanks. Bless him.
Yeah, so see, for me, for instance, ownership in the port could only matter much to Bahamians if it represents, one, an issue of more control and say, so that you might be able to shape the direction and the decisions of the port. And then two, if you see the prospect of getting either capital appreciation returns in that way or dividends from the port. And no one at this time could tell me whether either of those things could be true of the port. No one. Right, so that would be part of the challenge. Steck says, "What is wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority is that the hierarchy is not elected by the people, and they are able to make decisions independently from government, but the government has to account. The Grand Bahama Port Authority has been effective for my lifetime, and was born and raised. I was born and raised there. Okay, yes, the hierarchy is not elected. That is true." And they are able to make decisions independently from the government, but the government has to account. Account for what? The government doesn't account for whether the roads in Freeport are clean or not, or the roads in Freeport are paved or not, or the licensed people are licensed in Freeport or not. The government doesn't account for those things. And if people make the government account for things in Freeport that are the responsibility of the Grand Bahama Port Authority, that's not because of the Grand Bahama Port Authority. That's because of people's ignorance. So, you know, the government doesn't have to count, you know, the government, look at Freeport. Look at East Grand Bahama. You say you're born in here. Look at Freeport, look at Look at East Grand Bahama, look at West Grand Bahama. And then look at Freeport. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break. I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Start your mornings at Burger King Nassau with the new Independence Croissant Sandwich Combo. Enjoy a buttery croissant with your choice of ham, sausage, or bacon along with eggs, red onions, and a tropical sauce. The new Independence Croissant Sandwich comes with BK's classic hash browns and your choice of tea, coffee, or orange juice. Don't miss out on the new Independence Croissant Sandwich Combo, available all month long at Burger King Nassau. Happy Independence, Bahamas.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Attention Bahamas, embark on an inspiring voyage with two new books by Hubert Ingram, Our Remarkable Three-Time PM. Learn of his exceptional leadership in steering the nation through local and international storms. These books are a treasure for all Bahamians. Are you into history or seeking inspiration? Then this is a must-read. Available at Dungalik, Logos, the National Art Gallery, and Chapter 1. Get your copies today. Be inspired by a legacy of wisdom and vision.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
But he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9. FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand, we'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Just so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I understand we have some callers on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead, caller.
You mean me?
Yes.
Sorry, okay.
You're on the line.
Okay, Minister Poppy, your minister.
Hey.
I don't want to find out something from a question dealing with the poor thing. I don't know if that's what you're really talking about today, but I listened to 52 just
now. So let me be clear for you, Papa. We are talking, the question is, what is wrong with the Port Authority? What is wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority? That's
most
the question.
Most of us who in Nassau mightn't really know. In spite of me born in over there in 1970, I still mightn't really know, right? I hear you ask that's a question about a, you say, what will cost you to win? I think you did ask him what the cost you to want to sell shares. And I said, what will cost them to have to sell shares or want to? I say the only thing will obligate somebody who in charge of something to sell shares if that was an agreement or a promise. But what I really wanted to find out from you, right, if it's possible, when we voted the PLP in 2021, soon as they went, they dropped a court case against the web shop owners. The former government was suing for more and winnings, and suing the web shop to be able to get more from them from what they're making, right? As soon as the PLC, we vote them in. People like me vote them in. They dropped the court case. I don't want to know. I was asking Dwight Strawn yesterday if the F&M could please, like I was saying, congratulations, and I appreciate Shenandoah and the F&M representing and Freeport saying no against the tax rate or the raising of the light bill over there on the Grand Bahamian people. And the PLP was there. Everyone was together, and I think it was a good thing. But I saying what confusion to some are so chill. We need to find out that if we vote F&M, when the F&M win, that they're not going to drop. It sounds like it's a court case going on now with this Hawksbill Creek agreement. Not with the agreement, but to say, the port is saying, the question is to Mr. Lang, although I get him mixed up. The port authority saying they don't owe the government one penny. The government saying 357 million. So I want to find out if we vote for Michael Pintard to be the next prime minister. Is he going to drop the case or he's going to let the case go on if the case, what do they call it, it's a kind of court case, what they going to do with this, to find out if the port owe us any money. I want to know if we vote for him, if he could continue the court case to find out that the port was right or the government is right, and if the port owe us any money to make sure get our money. I think it's important for Bahamian people to find out that, because voting is very important, and we got to be careful for who we vote for, because some of these people have agenda. Then one last thing, if you could, and this is the most important one, I think. So when Fred was talking the other day, the chairman of the PLP, or the cabinet, and anyone hot, what you want to call it, he said something like that. He was running on, I paraphrase, and he was saying some things, and he said, okay then. He said, we could care to the next general election. And that kind of confused me. I was saying to myself, he talking to the people in Freeport, he talking to us. Because even if the people then vote, all the members of parliament in PLP is in Freeport, and the F&M win, the F&M will make the decision is to drop the court case. So do you think that's important, or that ain't nothing we need to worry about if they gonna agree, if the port owes the money what the PLP say?
And I think it's a good question.
About that thing, but he can care to the next general election with this, either the light bill or the Hawksbill Creek agreement. I was thinking that we shouldn't mix it up and get confused, because that might be a good thing the PLP fighting for, but the PLP might deserve not to be in charge of us for the next 5 years or ever again. This might be a time when we need to vote them out, and it might be sad. I don't know what you all call that in politics, the good and the bad. What they fighting for sound good if the port owe us anything, but they really deserve to go. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks. And the PLP saying,
okay, Thank you. Thank you, Papa, for your question. I'll get to it. Let me get this other caller in. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, we have another caller. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, Brother Lang.
Hey, what's up?
Does the Port Authority sell shares?
No, it does not. There's no offering of shares in the Grand Bahama Port Authority.
That's my next question that I had for you. But let me ask you this. The Port Authority... Right? They have the legal right to run the area of Freeport. Am I correct?
They do. They have responsibility for licensing and a number of things that are stipulated in the Hawksbill Creek agreement.
I understand that. Now, Atlantis has some authority to run some parts of Paradise Island, do that?
No. The only, when you are a private entity, because you own the property on which you operate, you then have control of what happens on your private property. The same way you have control of what happens on your private property, which is, for instance, I have a home. And I own land. I get to determine what happens on this. So if you want to come on my land to sell something, to do something, you got to get my permission.
So the Port Authority is not a private entity?
It is. It is a private entity. That's why.
The part of Grand Bahama that they're in charge of, is that private property?
That they have leased or purchased.
They have leased for that property?
They have some parts of it is leased, and some parts of it is purchased.
So freehold. Do those people vote for the Bahamas government in an election that lives on their property?
Only Bahamians vote in an election, my
yeah,
friend.
Yeah, but I'm saying, the property you said, they have private property and they have, like, public property. But what I'm trying to find out, right, the Port Authority says that they want to be a government in a government.
No, that's not true. That's not, that's far
that,
from
that
the truth.
What I'm
that's
getting.
Far from the truth. No,
they
no,
want
no,
to
because,
the light
no, because that's not a state. That's not a fair. That's not a fair statement
and,
at all.
And so they don't want to be ruled by IRCA. They don't want the schemes like they don't want to be
no,
ruled
no,
by
that's
Bahamas
not,
government.
No,
they want
no,
run,
no,
they
no,
want
no,
entity.
No, 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 no. Let me tell you something. Z Live is an educational show. We like to educate people. It's okay to hold your opinion on state stuff, but we like to educate people. The Port Authority has for decades been that entity in Freeport that has regulated utilities. It was only in 2024, this year, when the government passed a new law and said, I am no longer going to have you as the regulator for utilities. And the port is saying, we believe that that is ultra vires our agreement. And that's their right to say that, and only a court can decide otherwise. But don't say they want to be a government in a government when they have been allowed and permitted to do something all these years by governments of the Bahamas. I mean, administrations of the Bahamas. Let's be fair and let's be factual. Okay? Now, back to our question. Back to our question. What is wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority? That's the question. We have a text here that says, good day, Mr. Lang. Good show and good question. I'm speaking as someone who grew up in Freeport and someone who does business in Freeport. In my opinion, I think the current model for Freeport has become ineffective. I think it was useful at the start when the owner poured significant investment into the island with the development of the harbor, airports, roads, and initial infrastructure construction. It seems now that the Grand Bahama Port Authority is no longer investing the same way. So it appears that they are now teaming more, that they are taking more than contributing. There are other issues, but I'll leave my contribution there. That's very clear, very clear. So what's wrong with the port is that it is out of date. That model, it is out of date. No longer needed unless, according to the implication here is unless they are prepared to be the kind of the investors that they were initially when they developed the port area. And it is true that other than maintenance work on the basic infrastructure, the Grand Bahama Port Authority as an investor in the development of Freeport is non-existent. It is now more, it does play a role in investment promotion, so it brings investors in. But the Port Authority in terms of investing in the development of Grand Bahama is not doing that. I'm not saying they don't put a couple of dollars in, but the investments that are happening in the area is mostly by private entities. And maybe that's what was the intention, right? Was that you develop an area attractive for investors, you put in the initial infrastructure, and then you develop it and so that private investors could come in. And so the question is, you know, now that the infrastructure is in place, an infrastructure capable of accommodating 250,000 people right now, what does the port do now? You didn't develop the port, you know, you developed the airport, you developed the harbor, they're now operating, because you can't say it didn't work. See, this is what I think is kind of odd. There are people say it ain't working or it didn't work, is you have all these, you have the container port, you have the harbor, the shipyard, and all these things are there. Why? we should put the infrastructure in place. We're going to take another break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
I ain't marsh the car. The lady run into me marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not take a stand, everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand, walk this road together, through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let you know that you're not alone, holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We're asking the question, what is wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority? Two people have said nothing is wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority. Some people said it needs Bahamian ownership, as was suggested by the leader of the opposition. Some people have indicated that it has passed its usefulness. And the model no longer works. This text says, Mr. Lang, does IRCA not get to say about an increase here in Nassau with the new company Pike, but now wants to dictate to the Grand Bahama Port Authority about their increase? Whoa. It's sad that we in Nassau can get the increase and people in Freeport can't, based on the company seeing the need. IRCA needs to get its act together now. Isn't it? No, it's not IRCA, though. It's not IRCA. It is an interesting point you raised, though. The government of the Bahamas is suspending the powers of IRCA to review any rate adjustment for 3 years in light of its deal with Island Grid Bahamas Limited. 3 years suspending IRCA say so in any rate situation, right? But it's saying to the Grand Bahama Power Company, I don't agree with y'all asking for a rate increase. And in any event, y'all need to go to IRCA, not to the Grand Bahama Port Authority. That's interesting. We have a call on the right. We have a call on the line. Go ahead. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang,
How you doing?
Okay, first, there's no rate issue with Island Grid, I'm being told, but that's right, because their transmission and distribution, it's with, that's right, it's with a BPL. Yeah, yeah, that's also, right. It's at BPL. Let me be sure. Be clear now. We want to educate. It's not Island Bahamas. It's not Island Grid. They're distribution, transmission and distribution. But the government of the Bahamas has said BPL for 3 years can do what it wants to do with its rates without reference to ERCOT. But GBPC, you guys go to ERCOT. That's interesting. Go ahead, Carl. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But Mr. Lang.
Hey.
How you doing? The rate increase that BPL, you know, the 3 years, that is the money that they will use, a percentage of that comes to pay Island Grid A from the rate increase. So based on their performance, they're getting based on their performance, I think it's about 5 cents out of that, you know, is but used to pay
you know
them.
What? You know what? I don't know the deal, but you might be very, you might be right. I really don't know.
Right.
But you might
I read
be right.
that. I read that.
Okay.
And if, you know, once everything goes as planned for 3 years, then the rate will decrease, you know?
Okay. I got you.
You could read up on that. But, you know, Mr. Lang, you know what the problem is with the Port Authority? From what I've been reading, is transparency, man, and the way financials and the way they internally operate.
Okay. So they are not transparent.
Yeah. See, when... You know, I'm 45 to be 46. You know, you knew what was coming in Grand Bahama and the developments and all that stuff. You can, you know, the family that ran up, you know, you knew their vision, you know, for that city. And I think
but you know, if you go on the Grand Bahama Port Authority's website right now, you can see a map showing all the investments taking place in Grand Bahama, including the amount and the status of the investment right now at this instant?
Yeah, probably.
So that's transparency if you're talking about what is happening.
But, you know, I think when it comes to them, I think it's more so with the roles they play, they got a confusion. I mean, the dual role in, you know, being a regulator and a developer at the same time. You know,
I got you.
I think the humans people don't understand the multifaceted approach that was going on with this particular company. And we think it's clear cut with this whole changing of the legislation and the law, this with the Electricity Act. You had a port authority who regulates their utilities on the island.
But the Port Authority is not an owner in the Grand Bahama Power Company, though.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the regulator. So the Grand Bahama Power
But Grand Bahama Power Company is a licensee of the port, just as other companies are licensees of the port and are regulated by the port. So I'm saying the only reason you would have a concern about a Grand Bahama Power Company being regulated by the Grand Bahama Port Authority is if you thought that there was a conflict of interest that wouldn't permit the Grand Bahama Port Authority to make an objective assessment of a case for rate adjustment.
Exactly. But also, Mr. Lang, if they were allowed to do this time over, right, as it is stated in their agreement, we wrote this legislation and passed it based on, you would have to look at their agreement, right? A cabinet or parliament would have to look at agreement that you have in place that ERCOT didn't regulate them in the
no,
past.
But just because parliament looks at something doesn't mean that parliament is right. You know, that's the reason why we have courts.
I'm not saying that they're right. I'm just saying that you would have to understand that, hey, we have a port authority that regulates the utilities in Freeport with an agreement. That's what they do. Now we bring in ERCA as the national regulator. How could you not look at that agreement before you make a decision on making ERCA the national regulator? You should have known that.
But guess what? When the Ingram administration looked at the regulation of BTC and created ERCA, ERCA wasn't created under the PLP administration. No, ERCA was created under the Ingram administration when when that happened, it looked at the Port Authority agreement and carved out Freeport under that arrangement.
That's what I'm saying. You know?
So I'm saying now a new administration looks at it differently and has decided that carve-out isn't going to happen. We want IRCA to be the regulator for all of the Bahamas. Parliament.
So the Bahamian people in the city of Freeport, right? Because it doesn't affect the outside. I know because Grand Bahama Power Company supplies the island, right?
Yes, it does.
So does that happen? Does the government have a case for outside the Freeport area? That really can't happen.
If a power company operated from outside the Freeport area, it would come under IRCA.
And that's the challenge I have was asking, you know, if they're providing power within the city and outside of the city, you know.
They're offering power outside the city of Freeport as a favor to the government of the Bahamas government of the Bahamas was not providing that power in the first instance.
I wanted you to say that because you made a point before you went for your commercial break where you say, hey, what's happening on the outside of Freeport? What is happening? You know, so what's wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority? No, what's wrong with our government too? You know, it isn't that the areas what is happening to the areas outside of the Freeport City?
Right.
Are they being developed with infrastructure and all?
Because if you say nothing is happening with the Grand Bahama Port Authority and that's why they should go, and nothing is happening in the areas where you're responsible for, then why shouldn't you go? It would be the logical conclusion, right? Yeah.
And that's my point.
And that would mean going for all administrations who are charged of East and West Grand Bahama, right?
Exactly.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you calling. This text says, no, the government has said that the minister can adjust the rates. BPL must still apply if it wishes to change rates. I get that nuance, but I mean, listen, man. The BPL is owned by the government of the Bahamas. They are one and the same. One and the same. One and the same. So if the minister adjusts the rate and BPL didn't apply for it, what's the effect on the people for whom the rate was adjusted? Same thing. And why didn't it make a difference? Because government, BPL, one and the same. Right? One and the same. This text says there's an issue with the Grand Bahama Port Authority trying to exercise regulatory power outside of Freeport. Well, the thing about it is, what regulatory powers can Grand Bahama Port Authority exercise outside of Freeport? It is regulating an entity that operates within its space, licensed by itself. The government of the Bahamas asked it to extend its offering outside of the Freeport area. That's a special exemption. No business in Freeport would be asked by the government of the Bahamas to go and extend its infrastructure outside. The port was asked to do that as a part of an arrangement with the government. But it is licensed by the Port Authority, and it operates within the Freeport area. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break, after this news break.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday, Thursday afternoon. We're asking the question today, what is wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority? What is wrong with it? The government thinks something is wrong with it. Prime Minister is declarative in his statements about something being wrong with it. And he says that they're going to try and do something about that, right? I want you all to know, too, that Prime Minister Davis is not the first person to challenge the Grand Bahama Port Authority. Not privately, nor publicly. I want you to know that. Hubert Alexander Ingram did it. It's in the newspapers. Sir Jack Hayward made some comments about the government of the Bahamas and what it did when they were trying to get Hannes Barbach to be chairman of the Grand Bahama Port Authority, and the Ingram administration was opposed to that. And in the newspaper, you could go check it out. I laid Sir Jack out for some comments he made. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang, you're asking the appropriate question that sparked my interest.
Okay, well, there you go. What's your answer?
All right. I think what is wrong is this situation has been allowed to fester for so long. To the point where...
But that's what's wrong with the situation. I'm asking you what's wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority.
Yeah, I'm trying to lead you right into the Port Authority the situation.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. And then we swear our allegiance to heirs and successors, and I think Mr. Hayward, his father is successor to King Charles, so... What's wrong is we won't be able to challenge this in court.
Listen. You know I love when you call, but when you can call, you gotta talk sense now, okay? This ain't have nothing to do with Edwards and George, them have nothing to do with the king and the queen and all those kind of stuff. If you are a father and you own assets and you bequeath those assets to your children, that's life. Don't get that mixed up with the royal monarchy and all that kind of stuff, man. Come on. That's what's wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority? Let me read some of these texts here. This text says, what's wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority is that the inheritors of the port do not have the same passion, love, and care for the people and the island like Edward St. George, Albert Miller, and Sir Jack Hayward had. The inheritors are more interested in collecting fees rather than bringing investments to the island, so that the people would be able to pay their fees like the way Sir Jack, Albert Miller, and St. George did. Good day and good show. Wow. Let me read that for y'all again. So what's wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority is that the inheritors of the port do not have the same passion, love, and care for the people and island like Edward St. George, Albert Miller, and Sir Jack Hayward had. The inheritors are more interested in collecting fees rather than bringing investments to the island so that the people would be able to pay their fees like the way Sir Jack, Albert Miller, and St. George did. Good day and good show. Now, let me tell you something. There's a great deal that you could relate to in that, but let me tell you all something. Edward St. George, Jack Hayward, Albert Miller were titans in Grand Bahama, titans. And I would say they loved Freeport. I would say they loved Freeport. Where I think they distinguish themselves from their inheritors, and by the way, not all of the inheritors are the same. Get mad with me if you want. Get mad with me. I've spent time with Sarah St. George, interactive with Sarah St. George. I think she means well. There's no question about that. But that gentleman, oh my goodness, his first name escapes me right now. Well, I'm drawing a blank. Anyway, the younger Hayward, the younger Hayward, let me tell you something, he's a good fellow. That fella's heart is in the right place. I think his vision is in the right place too. I don't know what it is or why it is he doesn't maybe have a more prominent role, but he's a special guy. And you could tell, I say that, he's a special guy. That's my view. He's a special guy. So you can't speak of all of them the same, but I think that there's something to this. What I think is that Rupert Hayward, but he is a special kind of guy. You hear me? His humanity, his sensitivity, that young man, you know, he has something to offer to this world. Okay? That's my view. So, but Sir Jack, St. George in particular, not Sir Jack, and Albert Miller, they were more politically attuned and sensitive. And when I say politics, they understood the dynamics of power. They understood that they couldn't be what they wanted to be without the people in Freeport being what they wanted to be too. So they knew they had to do some things to move people along. I'm not too sure the present generation altogether, not all on them, get that. I'm sure they get that, right? Let me tell you something. You cannot be in leadership, especially of anything of a municipal or political nature, and not understand the dynamics of power. Not understand that you lead people, and that if people are unhappy, you are going to hijack your own mission. That's the reality. These people in Freeport and all of Grand Bahama, if they are happy, you think the government of the Bahamas can say anything to the port? The only reason why the government might have any leverage is because people ain't so happy. And how are they going to be happy when they are prospering? When they feel like you are doing all you could do to help them prosper? If you are removed, if you are aloof, if you are not connected to those people and they don't get the sense that you are trying to help them as opposed to shank them, they are not going to be there for you. And people who know power will run all over you. All over you. Okay? If you are a CEO of a company and you are disliked by your customers, that's not going to be helpful to your company. You better have a fantastic, super fantastic product. But if they like you, they will buy you and they will buy your products. And that's reality. All right? This text says, Rupert Hayward, great guy. I agree with you 100%. That's my view. And I think I'm saying it again. That gentleman has something to offer. And I don't know what the port is doing. I can't tell you all how to do your business. But if that brother is the face and voice and interactive personality of the port, likability on the port is coming. That's all I'm saying. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Chirago.
Hey, how you doing?
Aaron Cole, this me again. Just trying to get you to find out from you if
yes, Papa, about your question. I'm sorry.
$357 million.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
fair,
yeah.
Right?
No,
come off the phone and hang up the phone so I can. And if it's so right, do you think it's important for the opposition to let us know? Like, I give you the example when the PLP went, they dropped the case against the Welsh
board. Yeah.
And
yeah,
we would like to support political parties, but, you know,
I got you, Papa.
Do you think it's important for the Free National Movement to make it plain and simple for us to understand that they would fight for our money, or do you agree with the Portatory if you know that they don't owe us a penny? I hang up and listen. Thanks, Ralph.
Thanks, Papa. Thank you for calling. I'm glad you called to remind me of the questions. And it's a great question. It's a great question. The question being, ought not the opposition, if it becomes the government, to pursue the $300+ million that the present administration says is owed by the Grand Bahama Port Authority, and ought not to them to, for them to make a commitment to do so. Firstly, let me say this, Pauper. I would not, if I were them, make a commitment to pursue it afterwards, because I don't know the case. Okay? I don't, for instance, I don't, the former administration, the present administration decided we are not going to pursue this particular case and that particular case, and we're going to settle the matter. Why they did so depends on what they saw. I don't know what they saw. I don't know what they saw, but that's what they decided to do. Why would I make a commitment to pursue a case that I don't have knowledge of? So it may well be I get in there and I go, this is rubbish. This was predicated on some other farce. They were trying to do something. Or I come to find out, you know what? There is a case here, but it isn't for $300+ million. It may be 100, it may be 50 million. And now I may adjust it to reflect that. But you don't, the Bible says, he who answers a matter before he hears it, it is foolishness to him. Hear me again. He who answers a matter before he hears it, it is foolishness to him. So if you are not in and you're not exposed to the details, nobody's given you the case, why would I say I'm going to pursue it? I would not. I would wait. And then I would tell you the blame in public. Now, let me tell you what I discovered. And let me tell you why we are going to take the course we are going to take. And I think that that's the wiser thing to do. Is the Port Authority, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with the Port? This says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Great show and a great question. I think that the model idea for Grand Bahama was good and worked in the early stages, yes. I guess the other question is, it may need some adjustments for the time. We in Grand Bahama, in the economy, I mean, we in economy-wise, like any business model, you in business for a return on the dollar. Yeah, that is true. That is true. You see, there have been people like Maurice Clinton, Fred Smith, and others who have for years expressed concerns about the way the port operated. Some in the fundamental tenets of it and some in the administrative aspects of it. Like Fred Smith used to complain about it not upholding its obligation to maintain the place in the way that it ought to maintain the place and so forth. Maurice Moore used to talk about some fundamentals of how it was siphoning off its assets and all these kinds of stuff and in terms of utilities and those and for a long time, right? But there are those who accept and acknowledge the benefits that the agreement and the Port Authority as a principal party in that agreement manage the development of Freeport. There is no city like Freeport anywhere in the Caribbean. Anywhere. Right? In terms of its organization, in terms of its upkeep, in terms of no city like it. Right? But something has gotten under the skin of Bahamians, many Bahamians, and for years, let me tell you all something. Y'all in Nassau, y'all are Johnny come lately to this argument. And I keep telling the Grand Bahama Port Authority. The Grand Bahama Port Authority was a disliked entity and its players, disliked entities for decades. Now here's the thing. Disliked as an entity, but respected like the principals had like they the principals of the port, St. George, Sir Jack, Sir Jack, Albert Miller, listen, man, they had presence in Freeport. Because you got the sense that, one, they were trying to move and shake things in Grand and Freeport. You got that sense that they were trying to do big things, not no little things. They're trying to do big things in Freeport. You always got that sense. You always thought, yeah, they would benefit in their own way from that and so forth. But hey, if you move something forward and that gets you moved forward, you could take that, right? So you always knew they were business people and they always had their interest in the thing, right? But you always, listen, I know some of my folk listening to me. Tell me if I lie. You always got the Freeport. You know, St. George was trying to get Saul Kirshner to put Atlantis in Freeport. It's the first place Saul come to look. They had one funny story about what happened and so forth and so forth, but that's what he was trying to do. So you always got that sense. You always got the sense that if you needed something done in Freeport, you could go to any one of them, in particular St. George or Albert Miller, and bam, done, deal done. Prime Minister of the Bahamas, the Prime Ministers of the Bahamas knew if they sit down with them and wanted to get something done, them fellas was politically savvy and business savvy enough to know, okay, do boom, boom, sham, bam, got done. That's how they operated. Something is not like that today. That's how people feel. Like it's like it ain't quite like that today. But in those heavy days, oh man, please. But you need to do, you need to go sit down with Sir Jack. You need to go sit down with Mr. Miller. I mean, St. George, you need to go. And boom. And St. George, though, is new. You hurting the poor, this place. Listen, man, you got to do some for people. You got to do some for people. People got to live. That was the sense you got. They were connected, man. That's the sense you got. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shavar Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day to day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Shop early to get your uniforms and catch Janae's Uniform Center's buy four, get one free sale. Free monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, hair accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy four school shirts, get one free. Buy two skirts, jumpers, or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back-to-school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back-to-school special. Restrictions apply.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in
the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shibago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or you can call us on 325-4316, 325-4316. Or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720, or you can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, good afternoon, sir. First time texter, always listening. It is amazing what politics does to our thinking. Sir, I recognize a number of your callers' voice as regular callers complaining about the Grand Bahama Port Authority. Ever since this government decided to apply pressure to the Grand Bahama Port Authority, they all now sing in the tune of a good Grand Bahama Port Authority. You ask the question, what is wrong? Well, as a resident of Grand Bahama, everything is wrong. They had their foot on our neck for years. See what I tell you? Grandmama Port Authority was not a liked creature for a long time. Now, if you work for the port, I know you and I like them, but boy, what a good job. It's a good job. It's a good job. Good, nice benefits, stability. You know, so nothing wrong with working for the port. It's a good job, Jack. Good job. Good job. This text says, hi, Shibago. I don't live in Freeport, but I have spent countless visits and at a certain point considered moving there. My only qualm with the Grand Bahama Port Authority is that it's run by families, and it seems that the interests of the families no longer line up with the interests of the city outside of making money. This text says, hi, Mr. Lang. That Mr. Jack Haywood, he was one of the best millionaires I ever heard about. Mr. Lang, you know what he said on the podium on one of his speeches. He said, why I should have all this money and people out there don't have anything to eat. He gave to the poor, money meant nothing to him. He was a generous and kind man. I know he gone to heaven. Ain't much millionaires does that. Okay. I don't know how kind or not kind Sir Jack was. I just know that he was less involved with the direct day-to-day operation of the Grand Bahama Port Authority than was Sir Jack and Albert Miller. Sir Jack seemed to spend more time in England than anything else, and I think that was a kind of an arrangement they had in terms of who was going to be the most active. You know, St. George was something else. So good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I must say that you're educating me on the matter, this matter in the Freeport area. I don't live there. Before you end your show, can you say what you see that is wrong with it, please? Thank you. I will. I'm allowing for some more discussions from people who express their points of view on the matter. So, Mr. Lang, had it not been for the port, would Freeport look more like Cat Island or Centerville Farm Road? Please give your honest view. I think Freeport would have looked more like Cat Island than it would have Centerville. I don't think much would have happened in Freeport. Freeport was a pine barren, a pine forest, you know, and I could not see Freeport developing, you know. And this is actually an excellent question. Okay, see, our governments, our politicians, I think ought to be more guarded when they speak. Because here is the God honest truth about our country. The city of Nassau has developed haphazardly. It didn't develop through any deliberate zoning, organized fashion whatsoever. It just kind of evolved organically. Now, look at the rest of the Bahamas. Look at the rest of the Bahamas. Where is there a city developing of that order? Marsh Harbor? Georgetown? Exuma? Huh? Anything resembling a Freeport? You see any in any of those islands? But the government of the Bahamas don't have no Hawkesbury Creek agreement to blame for it. Don't have no families running the areas to blame for it. Why is there not a prime and prized example of city development anywhere else in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? The government of the Bahamas could direct investors to those places and encourage investors to those places and order them in ways that make sure that the industrial area is this way, the hospitality area is this way, the residential area is this way. But go and show me on any island in the Bahamas, F&M, PLP alike for all these 50 years of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, show me the example that we have demonstrated that we know how to develop a city. Even Nassau is not that example. The best we are doing now is trying to massage what has organically evolved in Nassau. Show me where we, the government of the Commonwealth of an independent Bahamas, black power structure in the world, in the country, have developed a city that we can say, oh, how proud I am. We have done that 50 years now. But look at Freeport. Yeah, you're cussing it. Cussing it for what? We can get to that later on. But what you cussing it for? You cussing it for economy? Well, where's the economy in East Grand Bahama, West Grand Bahama? Where's the economy in all these islands of the Bahamas where people and them begging and pleading for better? What you cussing it for? You cussing it for order? Where's the order? Freeport ain't got order? You try. Where is the shanty town in Freeport? Show me a shanty town in Freeport. Even the so-called ghetto and dilapidated places in Freeport has not something attempted to be done with them. Where in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas can you bank on the pickup of your garbage? Tuesday, Friday, every Tuesday and Friday in this area, boom, pick up. 4 o'clock in the morning, you could hear the garbage truck. You could hear the sanitation truck. Economy? Yeah. But, you know, what's wrong with the Grandmama Port Authority? What is wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority is the question. that it's not wrong with those who do what the Grandmama Port Authority is charged to do. It's a great show as usual, Mr. Lang. You are not helping the jealousy we in Nassau have over Freeport. You pouring salt in an open wound.
Well, but no, but Nassau's economy is a thing of jealousy for people in Freeport. Can I tell you? So you all are aware? It is not uncommon for people in Freeport to ask and Grand Bahama to ask repeatedly, why, when I go to Nassau, is it booming? Is it bustling? Why? I come back to Grand Bahama, things seem so dead. Oh my goodness, they got this in Nassau. They got Nassau. You could go to the restaurants galore. You could go to Atlantis. You could go to Bahama. You could go to the movie theater there. You could go here and you could go there. And there's tourists all over the place downtown. You can't do that in Grand Bahama. Down there in the port. Down there by Port Lucayan. Oh, my God, them poor people are suffering. Why? They ask. So don't talk about jealousy. When it comes to the economic fortunes of Nassau, New Providence, there is immense envy and jealousy more than envy from the people in Freeport. Where you are jealous of us is the quality of life in this place, and no question, cannot be matched by all of New Providence. Oh, in some parts of New Providence, there's no question you can have that quality of life. But as a whole, this Freeport place, oh man, that's where the jealousy it rests. That's where it exists. So life is like that, you know, you see grass greener on other people's side, and then they see grass greener on your side. It's when you're up to, when you can have both green grasses that you say, oh, well, you know, now we got it going on. Texas, you are absolutely right. Couldn't wait until the summer's in the 80s. Couldn't wait to come to Freeport to watch cable TV without the Grand Bahama Port Authority. Freeport would look like Ackles. I mean, listen to me. You all know when cable came to New Providence? Boom. Cable came to New Providence in 1993. You know when cable was in Nassau and Freeport? From the 1960s. And when we lived in New Providence, you go home, what you gonna do? Watch ZNS and watch what? Sesame Street? You come to Freeport, you watching $6 million Man, Bionic, Little House on the Prairie. my mommy must be smiling right now. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. It seems that as long as the port pumped money into Freeport, it was good. Now maybe the port does not have that kind of money as before. I was told by my parents, sometimes you get what you ask for. Maybe the people want Freeport to be like Nassau, bad roads, the nasty garbage trucks dropping garbage all over the streets and the collectors not taking it up. No, I know they don't want that, boy. They don't want that. What's wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority is the question. What's wrong? It's a great show. We still mad you all had cable before us. We remember that like that was yesterday. See y'all bringing up the cable TV situation again, boy. Listen to me. People in Freeport lived a standard of living for decades that was truly marvelous and spectacular. No question about it. Now, some of those years were drug dealing infested years, for sure. This text says there are three things wrong. One, the vision is not there for a big job. You would need a philanthropist like St. George and Jack Haywood, the heart and mind for a development. The light of the torch is out. Two, the accountability to the government to development plan and moving forward to a better future. And three, transparency to the government and communication to the people to share some great plans, okay? This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. In spite of all the challenges with the Grand Bahama Port Authority, I am a homeowner and business owner in Freeport.
I will take the port even now than the Bahamas government any day. This text says it's likely for the people who have an issue with the port, the problem with port stems from the fact that for good or evil, they have the power. They can do what they want, and it takes an extraordinary effort to shift their hand. Ironically, this the same issue we have with a lackluster administration. This text says, I have been to Freeport one time, and that was 2021. Wow. I was very impressed by what I saw. So all our leaders have done over the years was, as you said, haphazardly manage the Bahamas. You are very right, sir. We're going to take our final break, ladies and gentlemen, and then when we come back, I'm going to tell you what my thoughts are on what's wrong with the Grandmama Port Authority. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Beat the heat with Dunkin's Happy Hour Colada Special. Every day from 4 to 6 p.m., enjoy a refreshing medium colada for just $4. Dive into fun, refreshing flavors like strawberry, blue raspberry, and vanilla bean. Feeling adventurous? Try our frozen chocolate or frozen coffee. Whatever your choice, we've got the perfect cool-down treat. Hot temperatures call for frozen drinks. So swing by Dunkin' from 4 to 6 p.m. and pick up a medium colada for only $4. Dunkin' Happy Hour. Sip, smile, and stay cool only at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady who run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We're talking about the Port Authority, Grandbahama Port Authority. What's wrong with it? Let me read a couple of texts before I tell you what I think is wrong. Is it possible to have the Port Authority of yesterday, with the leadership, with a little more government influence that will benefit Grand Baymans more? The concept of the port is good. Let's just update it, okay? So let me tell you what I think is wrong with the port. But let me preface it by saying that many good things have come to Grand Bahama and Bahamas from the Grand Bahama Port Authority. Many good things. whether that good had to do with families being able to take care of themselves and deliver up for their children a better future, or whether it had to do with educational infrastructure and social infrastructure capable of maintaining a high standard of living for the families in this area, whether it had to do with provision of an economy capable of sustaining many households over many decades, or it had to do with creating an infrastructure, an administration of order that caused many to understand and know and aspire toward an orderly existence in their own lives. Many good things continue to come out of the Grand Bahama Port Authority, the Port Authority's existence in this area. But let me tell you what I think is wrong with the Grand Bahama Port Authority. One, that its leadership is failing at one of the most basic tenets of leadership, which is connection to the people it leads. No connection, no genuine, no substantive connection to the people they lead. The Grand Bahama Port Authority is a leader in the Freeport area. And the connection to the people has been for many years. That's the first thing I think is wrong. The second thing I think is wrong is the Grand Bahama Port Authority has not been a manifest leader in a shared prosperity of the people of Grand Bahama in many a years, nearly 20 plus years. And if you have people without prosperity and you are their leader, they are going to blame you. They are going to blame you, and they are especially going to blame you when their fortunes are not high and they think yours are. So there's been a lackluster economic reality for the peoples of Grand Bahama for far too long now. And it is eating at them. And they are attributing a lot of that to the Grand Bahama Port Authority that they think is their leader for economic growth and prosperity in this area. And why not? That's the promise of the Hawkesbury Creek Agreement. Thirdly, what's wrong? They do not have a sustained, mutually beneficial relationship with the government of the Bahamas. They do not. It is good in spots, and then it gets bad in many spots. But there's not like a partnership. Can you imagine something like this? You the Grand Bahama Port Authority, and you the government of the Bahamas, and together, y'all can do something big for Freeport and Grand Bahama? Not just the Davis administration, the Ingram administration, saving and except for the 90s, the Christie administration, and so forth and so forth. Where's the partnership? God of mercy, you're rowing and fighting now? Doggone, you're the big giants. Together, y'all two can bat an average of 500 and get these people rolling? That's a problem. That's a real problem. What's the other problem? The Grand Bahama Port Authority gives scholarships, and they give. But somehow, they do not appear to be a giving entity. This community does not, mind you, there might be entities in the community that might say, oh, they gave me this, they gave me. But you are let me tell you something. Grand Bahama Port Authority, you all may not know it, right? Y'all are big doggone deal in Freeport. Big deal. And whether you like it or not, people think you're loaded. People think you got it. You know what Ms. Ingram used to tell me? That's Ms. Ingram. You know, this was when I was Minister of State for Finance. I said, you know, sometimes it seems to me like people think I could do anything. He said, don't change nothing. He said, because hey, nobody won't be with nobody who can't do nothing for them. Can I tell you what he said to me again? I said, Ms. Ingram, you know, I mean, these folks sometimes feel like I could do anything. He's saying, don't change none of that. He just, because ain't nobody going to be with nobody who can't do nothing for them. That is not the sentiment people have the port. Right? But you're a big deal. You're a big, big deal. And the third, final thing, there may be some other issues we could point to, but the final thing I think is wrong is the Grand Bahama Port Authority is not very communicative. Not in the way that they need to be. Let me tell you something. I love all this technology we got in the world. But let me tell you something. A human voice, a human touch, that human presence, ain't nothing could replace that. There's nothing like that on planet Earth. I don't care how much social media you could handle. And I don't care how much social media handles you have. That human voice, that human touch, that human presence, oh my gosh. It does wonders for people's regard for and sentiment toward their leadership, their institutions, their organizations. You gotta communicate, and you gotta communicate effectively with people. You gotta listen to them and get a sense of what they're saying, what they're thinking, what they're doing. Now, mind you, I've seen some instances in which there has been an attempt to do that. I've seen that. I've seen it. You know, if you listen to you have got to know, but listen, you got to be relentless when you're communicating, especially if you're an entity that doesn't have any favor with people. I've seen instances where the port has indicated, listen, we've heard you, and so that's why we have relief on business license, arrangements for startups and all that kind of stuff. They exist. But maybe the avenues of communication don't quite get that message out in a big way that needs to be gotten. And people can't walk. See, listen, first of all, let me tell you something. You know what the biggest advertisement to port problem is? And to its success? Its problem and its success? Let me tell the port. If you drive around Freeport and you see the physical orderliness and cleanliness of Freeport, It is a tribute to the success of the port. Just the physical environment as you drive around. But when you drive around, when you see that lackluster economic manifestation, it is a testament to the failure of the port. That's how people see it. Especially the people who've lived there for a long time, who feel this place, who know this place. I'm the son of a straw vendor. I could drive past the International Bazaar and have glorious memories of what that place meant for my mother and so many mothers and so many fathers. I go drive past it today. You could say whose fault it is or is it? I think that's not the point. The point is people drive past it, see it, and go, oh my God, look at us. People have to have manifest wins. You know, the Royal Cruise project is taking place right now. Grandmom, and it ain't taking place in Freeport. There's not too many people in Freeport who could see that and say anything about that and connect that to any present or future prosperity for themselves. Drive around Freeport. Drive around people. When you drive past the dredging they're doing at the shipyard, the container port, and what have you, there's nothing about that connected to the economic prosperity and benefit a vast majority of people in this place. Nothing. You go down to the Port Lucaya, drive by, what does it say? Oh Lord, how have we come here? So you move around Freeport and it condemns the port. Even at the same time as physically, environmentally, it praises the port. And that is the mixed story Port Authority, Grand Bahama Port Authority. That's how I see it. Not even in my 5 cents, that's my 4 cents. All right? Now, people ask me all the time, Shivago, you think it can ever get better? I absolutely believe it will. I believe one day Freeport is going to explore
explode in economic prosperity. I believe that with all my heart. I don't even know if I'm going to be alive when it happens, but I believe that. I believe this place is going to. And people say, oh, we hear that for years. Yes, and I can keep saying it for years. I believe that with all my heart. Somehow, we can get it. We can get it right. And this place is going to be a major contribution to the economic growth and prosperity of the total Bahamas. And people are going to move here, just as they moved here in the 60s and 70s. They're going to move here to Freeport, Grand Bahama. Enjoy that life, that living. Right here. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It can happen. There's many fantastic reasons for it to happen. We just have not reached the intellectual knowledge connected place to make this happen yet. But I'm optimistic. And again, I may not be here when it does. But I surely believe. I surely believe it will happen. And given that the Hawksbury Creek Agreement will exist for the next 50 years or so, I believe that the Grand Bahama Port Authority is going to play a role in that. I'm not saying the same crew who may be the leadership of it may do so. Who knows? But I believe the Grand Bahama Port Authority will do so. And the effort to make the Grand Bahama Port Authority a referendum issue in the next election is going to be very interesting and very peculiar. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today. God spares life. We'll talk to you again another time. Take care. You're not alone. Holler if you feel like